Aleph Techal Moed, Yud Zayin Tishri, Wednesday, 26th of September. Abocha Chaim Ari Aberman, Sukkerwald.
Speak today about the halach of the Issa Hano from the walls of a sukkah. We know that the schach is also b'hano, not have hano from it. We're going to speak about the walls. We'll start with the Gemara, one sukkah of test. Most of the day, Damar Rav Sheshet, Pshim Rav Akiva. Rav Sheshet said the name of Rav Akiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol shiva. How do you know the wood of the sukkah is also kol shiva, also for all 7 days? Talmud Leim Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yomim LaShem. It says Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yomim LaShem. So that tells us that it's also V'tanya, the more explained, V'id Ben B'Seir O'Ema, K'shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al HaChagiga, just like Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Chagiga, on the Kol HaChagiga, it's Chal Hekdush, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. So too, Shem Shemayim, the Kedusha is Chal on the Sukkah, and therefore it's also Bahano. So V'dashen says Chag HaSukkot, so Chag means Chagiga, so V'dashen Chag HaSukkot, that Sukkah is like Chagiga. Just like the Chagiga is a Hekdush, it's also Bahano. Huadin, sukkah is also bahano. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam brings down the Gemara. The Rambam says, Atzei sukkah, asurin kol chesi me'achag, all 8 days, to my chutzlaret, or even in Eretz Yisrael, it's also because of Iskatzoi. Bein atzei tfanis, the Rambam says, sai the walls of the sukkah, bein atzei schach. Sai the schach. Inne, oisin men, you can't have anor, mehen adova acher. So we see the Rambam learns the Gemara, that not only is it talking about the schach of the sukkah, which is asa, the walls of the sukkah also asa. However, the Rosh, in Perek Aleph, holds no, that only the schach is asa. So, Lashon of the Rosh is, V'haidasiri atzei sukkah, when the Gemara says atzei sukkah is asa b'hano, how is dafka b'schach? Dafka the schach. But atzei tfanas is shari. Why? The cholmai the darshinon mechag ha-sukkahs, whenever we have a drosh in the Gemara from the words chag ha-sukkahs, the Gemara's got many droshes. The Gemara says in Kabbalah's Tumah, that the schach has to be something which is not Mekabal Tumah. Or let's say it has to be something which grows from Gedulah Karaka. So there we see the Gemara always says it's only talking about the Schach. So who are then over here? The din of Issa Hanor from the Sukkah would also only be from the Schach. Why should we say that here is different? Why does the Rambam hold that here, the Le'inyan Issa Hanor, the Chal Shem Shamayim, the Kedusha on the Sukkah, that's Chal on the walls as well? That's what the Rosh asks. The Rosh is Chal. Shitza Taisvus. Taisvus in Taisvus over here and Clearer in Beitza is also the same thing. Taisvus asks the Kasha, that the Gemara is Mavua, the same Gemara over here about the Kedusha on the Sukkah, the same Gemara in Beitza. And there, at the end of the Gemara says, so here, Pashas, the Gemara is saying, it's a Pasuk. Chag HaSukkah is Chal Shem Shemayim HaChagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim HaSukkah. The Mitzvah is Din Deraisa, but there is Issa Hanoah on the Sukkah. But the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara is Mashma at the end, that it's Vav Iskatzoi, it's Vav Muktzah, Drabonon, that belt, you set it away for a Mitzvah, if it's Muktzah, and you can't have Hanoah from it. So Taisus they ask, first the Gemara says the Raisa, and the Gemara says Rabbonon, what's going on? So one Teretz Taisus is, Rabbi Natan said that whatever you need for the Hechsher Sukkah, the Haino, Midaraisa, all you need is two walls, and the third one should be a Tefach. So that is Taka, that's what the Torah means Sukkah. So that's also Midaraisa to have a Noah from it as Sukkah. Masha'en Kein, the rest, the whatever you add on afterwards, that's only Rabbonon, that's Muktzah. So we see as well from Taisus, as Taisus names on Pashut, that the Issa Hanoah on the of Chal Shem Shemayim al HaSukkah is not only on the staff, it's on the walls as well. Same thing Tais and Zvochim, the same thing. Tais there basically asks the Rosh Kasha. Tais blabs by Kasha. Tais asks that since we know that the din of Gedulei Karaka, the din of Kabbalah's Tumah, is only on the Schach, not on the walls, so why is it that the din of Chal Shem Shemayim is also on the walls? But we see Akaponim Tais's names on that, like the Shitz Rambam, that the din of Chal Shem Shemayim is also on the walls. So the Shaila is, what are we going to do with the Rosh's Kasha? Rosh asks the Kasha, that why is it different? And Tais also asks the Kasha, why is it different than the din of Kabbalah's Tumah? There's only the Schach is not actually Kabbalah's Tumah. The Tfanas, the walls, everything, you can make the walls out of anything. And the walls would have to be Gedulei Karaka. So why is it that the Indian, the din of Issa Hano, the walls are different? There, the walls are also us. So Chaim says in Sefer that when the Torah says Sukkah, Anachanami, Shem Sukkah, what we call Sukkah in the Torah, that Taka only means a Schach. Rashi says in Daf Yud Beis, The whole sukkah kosu, whenever it says sukkah in the Torah, schach mashma. It's talking about, it means the schach. The doifen la yikri sukkah. The wall of the sukkah is not called the sukkah. When the Torah says, I want this to be the sukkah, we mean the schach. So therefore, any psul which is has in making the sukkah, the hainu, you want to make the sukkah. So can you make the sukkah with something which is mekabel tuma? Can you make the sukkah with something which is not grown from the karka, something which is not gedulei karka? So we say, yeah, it's only talking about the schach, because the schach is the sukkah. The rest is not the sukkah. The rest maybe helps the sukkah, makes the sukkah, but that's not the etzim sukkah. But what is the din of Chal Shem Shemayim? Chaim says, the din of Issa Hanol, the din of Chal Shem Shemayim on a sukkah, is talking about how you're mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Your kiyum mitzvah, when I'm mekayim my mitzvah sukkah, it doesn't necessarily have to be with what the Torah calls sukkah. It's with whatever I'm mekayim. So I need to have walls for my sukkah, because otherwise it won't be a sukkah. So therefore, that din is going to be on the walls as well. It says, the gap is what you call sukkah, well, the Torah means the word sukkah, that's like only the schach. But like I'll be the mitzvah sukkah, when I'm being mekayim my mitzvah, so whatever I need to be mekayim my mitzvah, the Torah says that that's nichlal in mitzvah sukkah, kedei to say that should be also b'hano. So the din of Kabbalah's tumah, that's talking about the schach, because that's what defines the sukkah. However, in my key of mitzvah, where the Torah says I need to have walls, because the Gemara dashen, you have to have walls, the Gemara dashen, but sukkah is how many walls you need to have, so you need to have walls for the sukkah. That might not be the etzem sukkah, but you need to have the walls. So therefore, the din of Chal Shem Shemayim ala sukkah, which says that you know how to have hanor, that is to do with the mitzvah sukkah. So what I'm becoming the mitzvah with, that's what it is hanor from. So that's what Chaim says, that the Rambam holds. That's the chilik. By Kabbalah's tuma and gedulim la karka, it's only on the schach. Hashem can is hanor, it's on the walls as well.
Why are they different?
Because the din of Chal Shem Shemayim ala sukkah, the is hanor, where you know how to have from a sukkah, is not necessarily on what the Torah says the word sukkah means. It's on what you're being mekayim your mitzvah with. Chal Shem Shemayim means there's a kedusha chal. What's a kedusha chal? Kedusha chal on the mitzias. The kedusha chal, if you are your mitzvah is. If you are you being mekayim your mitzvah, that's what the kedusha chal on.
So you, floor also.
We'll get the floor in a minute. Oh, but let's talk about the walls. The walls that upon him is zikha asa. Because that's what you're being mekayim your mitzvah with. Whatever you're being mekayim your mitzvah is, that's chal Hashem Shemayim. Basically, it's also mashmazai that it's to do with the mitzvah. Whatever you're being mekayim your mitzvah is, that gives the kedusha of the sukkah. If that gives the kedusha of the sukkah, so therefore it's also b'hanos. Therefore even the walls are us. Now let's go to sukkah gzula. You know the halacha that if you steal a sukkah, you're not yotze. So the Gemara says that if you steal the walls of the sukkah, you're not yotze. Not only the schach, even if the walls are stolen, you're not yotze. So the chayr, if you the Rosh, we know the Rosh holds that only the schach. He holds his chalik with the Rambam, his chalik with the Reb Chaim. He holds, no, everything is defined by the schach. We don't care about the walls of the sukkah. Everything is a schach. The Torah says sukkah, whatever we're talking about, issa hanor, kabbalah stumah, it's all talking about the schach. So why then, by sukkah gzula, when you steal a sukkah, if you steal the wall, it's also a problem. The Torah says, posuk for gozel, say that that should be talking about the schach. But why is the walls a problem? So there's another Reb Chaim in Stencil. Reb Chaim says that sukkah gzula, it's not a psul in the cheft of the mitzvah, which means it's not a psul, like let's say you have something which is mekabel tumah. So you see, so this thing is, you can't use it for your sukkah. It can't be called a sukkah with something to mekabel tumah. Gzula, somebody else can sit in it. If the person I stole it from, he can sit in it. It's not the etzem sukkah which is also as gozel. It means, in my kiyum mitzvah, if I want to be mekayim a mitzvah, I can't be mekayim a mitzvah in something which is stolen. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah itself. It's wrong with me. That my kiyum mitzvah, if I want to be mekayim a mitzvah, if it's stolen, I can't be mekayim a mitzvah. So Chaim wants to say that even the Rosh will be maskim in such a case, that if it's to do with what I'm being mekayim, fine. So of course, even the walls of the sukkah will be asa, because I've stolen it, and that's what I need for my kiyum mitzvah. It doesn't matter what the sukkah is, it matters what I'm being mekayim. So since I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, with the walls as well, so therefore of course, even the Rosh will be masking that there's a problem of gzula. So now we get to Akasha. L'chayra, we find the chilek. So Chaim is basically saying a similar vot, le'inyan sukkah gzula, and le'inyan chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Problem is, a sukkah gzula is mavu in the Gemara. If you steal a sukkah, so ilman d'omar karka negzelas. If you could steal karka, we passing that you can't. If you could steal the karka, then if you steal somebody's karka, you'd bring your own wood and your own schach, it'll still be a problem. If you steal somebody's karka, mashenkin le'inyan, the din of issa hanor from a sukkah, the din of chal shem shemayim on a sukkah is pashtus. The Rambam only says the walls are asa. Even if the Rambam holds it's asa, it's only the walls are asa. So why don't we say the floor of the sukkah should also be asa? Just like by sukkah gzula, we say as you see from as it's a chelik of the sukkah. Your mitzvah, you have to be mekayim, you need to have a floor as well, not only walls. So therefore, if you steal the floor, then it's also asa. So why then do we say by issa hanor that no, only the walls are part of the mitzvah, the floor isn't? What's the difference? L'chayil chilek is azay. The din of chal shem shemayim on a sukkah, the din of isa hano from the wood of a sukkah, the atzei sukkah. The Chaim explained that it was a vot in your kiyum mitzvah, that whatever I'm being mekayim my mitzvah with, that's a problem of chal shem shemayim on a sukkah. The Chaim lays to that it's not only what I'm being mekayim my mitzvah with, it's what the Torah said I need to be mekayim my mitzvah with. The walls of the sukkah, the Gemara dashens, that basukas, the Gemara dashens, how many walls do we need? So you see from the Gemara, as the walls of a sukkah are necessary for a sukkah. The fact that you need a floor for the sukkah, that's a technical problem. If you don't have the floor of a sukkah, then you can't have a sukkah. If you make a sukkah midday, it wouldn't work. Say that. Oh, but you could in theory have it. It's just you need the floor of the sukkah. So therefore, look up what the Torah says I need for my sukkah. That's only the walls. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, "Is a hano? Is only the walls?" Mashenka in the Indian din of sukkah gzula, we're referring to my kiyum mitzvah. Me personally, how am I being mekayim my mitzvah? I can't be mekayim my mitzvah with something which is stolen. So if we're handling what I'm being mekayim, it's not necessarily what the Torah says you need to make yourself a sukkah. It's what I'm being mekayim. What I'm being mekayim, the floor. I also need the floor. The Torah says we don't need the floor. The fi Torah, we only need the walls. If you somehow manage to get yourself a sukkah in space, maybe it'd be kosher. But lemaisa now, I'm being mekayim my mitzvah with the floor of the sukkah as well. So legami my kiyum, I've got a problem with the floor. So therefore, gzula is a problem even on the floor of the sukkah by mashenkin, by the issa hanah is only on the walls of the sukkah.
Why does it matter what the Torah said?
Because you see what the Torah is defining, what is a sukkah? What do you need for kiyum mitzvah? What does the Torah want you to have for a sukkah? Midin Torah, what do you need to have for a sukkah? You need schach and you need walls. So let's say, like Reb Chaim said, the schach is the main part of the sukkah, that's the sukkah, and the walls maybe just is there, but it's still part of the mitzvah. You see from the Torah, if the Torah wants it, if we need a posik for it, and the posik says, we dash how many walls you need from the posik. So I mean, the posik says you need to have walls for a sukkah. Mashenk in the floor, it's a technical problem. You need to have a floor, but it's not necessarily part of the mitzvah. So gabe isahana, you can't say that the din of chal shem shemayim, the kedusha should be chal on the floor as well. Because the Torah doesn't say you need the floor. You need a floor. The din of kedusha can't be chal on the floor. However, in gzula, in stealing, it's not necessarily to do with where the kedusha is chal on the sukkah. It's to do with what I'm being mekayim. How am I being mekayim my mitzvah? So once it's stolen, it doesn't matter if the Torah said you need that necessarily or not. If I need it for my kiyum mitzvah, it's still a heksha of the mitzvah, and therefore it's still a problem of gzula. There's a kasha from the Taz asks on this whole concept of chal shem shemayim al chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim al sukkah. The Gemara dashes that just like there's a din hekdesh on the kohen. What then is it in hekdesh and then kedusha on the sukkah? In fact, the Taz, if there's a din chal shem shemayim al chagiga, so therefore, the chay we would say that even if, because Shulchan Aruch says that if it's only once I sit in the sukkah, then the kedusha is chal, and therefore it's also to have an off from it. If I prepare the sukkah beforehand, if I say this chak is going to be for sukkah, there's no problem. Hazman alav milsa. So, frag the Taz, by Chagiga, if I say Hareza Hektish, it's really Chal. It's Chal Hektish. If I just say words, and I'm Mazmin it, I prepare it for Sukkah, for Chagiga, it's still Asa. So why do we say by Sukkah, as Hazman, if you prepare it, if you set aside, this is going to be for Sukkah, then it's not a problem. What's the difference? If we're learning from Chagiga, and it's a Hekish, in Hekish Lemetzah, if we learn from Chagiga that the Kedush is Chal, so therefore, Huadin, you should learn from Chagiga that even if you say it straight away, it should be Chal. Why do you have to sit in it? The chayla for Reb Chaim, it's miyushuv. Because Reb Chaim said, as a din issa hana, it doesn't come from the fact that this is a sukkah. It comes from my kiyum mitzvah. From the kiyum mitzvah, the fact that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, that makes the issa hana. So the chayla, it doesn't make sense to say b'chlal, as if I prepared the sukkah beforehand, then it should be osa. It's only to do with my kiyum mitzvah. You can't say that if I said, okay, these walls are going to be for the sukkah, so the kedusha should be chal and therefore should be asa b'hano. It doesn't make sense for chal. It's nothing to do with what the sukkah is. It depends on what I'm being mekayim my mitzvah with. So only once Yom Tov comes around and I'm being mekayim my mitzvah, then you can say that it should be asa b'hano. You can't say otherwise. It doesn't have a pshat, it should be asa b'hano. Just wanted to finish. Yeah. There's a taz there. Just want to finish. The Mesh Chochem says a vot that you find there's two mitzvahs. Two kinds of mitzvahs which you find the Baruch Shalom gives. There's one kind of mitzvah which is to go kegging the teva, to go against the teva. The nature is, your natural instinct is to do one thing, and the mitzvah comes to do, should do faket. There's another kind of mitzvah where you're there to channel the teva, channel the natural instinct into the right thing. So he says, the moshel, the mitzvah on sukkahs, you have the mitzvah of dalad minim. He says, the person has been working the whole summer, and he comes back, and he's happy with all his what he's done, he's cut his fruit, he's got everything, So he says the Derech HaElam is, they're happy with their fruit, they're happy with what they've got. So the Torah says, channel that Latoiv. The Torah tells Avek, you have four minim, be happy with that. You've got all your produce, all you're happy with. The Torah says, do it for the Simchas Hashem. So take these four minim and be happy with that. Fine. So that's let's call it a lower level. Say that the Torah says, channel that Latoiv. Hashem again, he says, there's another mitzvah, but the Torah is going against your Torah. Somebody comes home, he's been working the whole summer, he's finally cut his fruit, he's dried it out, he's brought it home. All he wants to do now is sit and relax. Sit down on the couch and relax. Torah says, no, go to a Diras Arai, go into your sukkah, and go and show everything that's the Rebbein Ishtar. Chasam Klever says, what's the involved Diras Arai? To show that you've done everything, you've worked. Well, no, it's all the Rebbein Ishtar. All you're here in this world is Diras Arai. You're not here for long. And the avodah is to bring that Diras Arai, to bring into the whole year. Once you have your Diras Arai, once you go into your temporary dwelling, and then you should bring that to the whole year to show that everything you do, even when it's a keva, even that is only a Derech Arai. So the Mashal Chochma says that a mitzvah sukkah is trying to show to you against the teva. That even when you're doing your mitzvah, you should do your mitzvah, you should do it against the teva. Your teva is to go relax at home, go to the sukkah and do a Diras Arai. And that's why he says, we find the din of Chal Shem Shamayim ala sukkah, which we've been talking about. The Kedushas Chal. He said the Kedushas Chal when you're going against your teva. When you go against your teva, that's when the Kedushas Chal on the mitzvah. By Esrog, we don't find that it should be as a din of Chal Shem Shamayim. You can't have an anor from Esrog for different reasons, for its katsoi, but there's no din of Kedusha which we find, as therefore you shouldn't be allowed to have an anor from it. Because the din of Kedusha is when you're going against your teva. When you go with your teva, fine, that's what the Torah says, channel it latoiv. Of the Iki Kedushas Chal, when you go against your teva. May it will be Zaycha, a happy Sukkot, and Zaycha Zan, to sit in Sukkot's Ereshul of Yasmin here of your Menim.